In Parshas Maaseh, the Torah reckons out the Masois, the journeys of the Yidden in the Midbar. It's brought down in Medrash. Rashi brings it in Pirushei al HaTorah. Moshe l'moa davar deimer. A moshel to what we compare this, l'melech to a king. Sh'oya b'nei chayla, his son was sick. Hilichay l'mokim achir l'rapaisei. So the king brought his son to a different place to cure him. Kivin shayu chayzrim, on the way home, when they were going back, hischil aviv meine kol hamasois. His father started reckoning out to him all the stops on the journey on the way. Vamale, kan yashanenu, here we slept, kanu karnu, here we were cold, kan chashashta sreishcha, here you had a headache. Kach, so too in the nimshul of this moshul. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, Menei Lahem Kolam Kemes, Heichen Nichi Asuni. Moshe, count and reckon out all the places where Yidden annoyed and got the Eibishter upset. Lakach Nemar Eile Mas Ibnei Yisrael. This is what it means. This is what the Torah is telling us. These are the journeys of the Yidden. That means going back on the journeys of the Yidden, the reckoning out all the places that the Yidden encamped from when they went out of Mitzrayim until they reached Eretz Yisrael, all the places that they stopped and traveled. This was, so to say, a recounting of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem is telling Moshe, count the places of where Hichyasuni, where you upset me. We know the Yidden troubled Hashem, and many challenged Hashem in many places. And this is in the Moshul, the story of the king that took his son to get better because his son was ill. And the ill situation of the son shows on the ill-natured attitude of the Yidden to Hashem in the Midbar. Now, because a Moshul in Torah is betachlis adiyuk, is absolutely accurate, so we have to say that this Moshul of the king and his son, and he went to cure him and so on and so forth, make him better, this is all not just a general story that can teach us on the journeys of the Yidden and the Midbar, but it's also quite accurate, these three cases of Kan Yashanu, here we slept, Kanu Karnu, here we were cold, and Kan Chashashte Sreishcha, here you had a headache. What are these things in the journeys of the Yidden in the Midbar? One could say, simply, that these are the first three Masois, first three journeys out of Mitzrayim towards the Yamsuf. The first journey out of Ramses, out of Mitzrayim, to Sukkos. So Rashi tells us on the pasuk Vayisu Misukais in Bishalach, Rashi tells us when that the travel to Sukkos was Bayei Masheni on the second day, because on the first day they went from Ramses to Sukkos. We know that the Yidden had Kvitzis Haderech; they got to Sukkos quickly, like the Rashi tells us that it was Al Kanfei Nesharim. Hashem carried the Yidden swiftly from Ramses to Sukkos. So we see that the Yidden rested over that night, between the first night and the second night, in Sukkos. So the first journey is the idea of Kan Yashanunu, here we slept. What was the second travel from Sukkos to Esom? We find that the Pasuk says, in Pshutei Shel Mikra, the Pasuk says that over here, the Yidden got the Anane Yakoved, the clouds of glory of Hashem, the special clouds that protected the Yidden, as it says in the Pasuk in Parshas Shalach over there, Hashem Helich Lifneim Yoimam Ba'amud Onon, Lanches HaMaderech, Hashem went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way. And we know, as Chazal say, that the clouds, that the Yidden had these special clouds, wasn't just to guide the way, but it was to cover and protect the Yidden, like a sukkah, so they shouldn't get damaged by frost or heat, by the sunshine in the desert. It didn't hurt them because the clouds protected them. So over here we have a clue to the second journey of Kanhu Karnu. Over here we were cooled off, we were chilled through the shade of the Anani HaKovid of the clouds of glory. What happened by the third Masa, by the third journey? What happened when they came to Pi Achirois? So the Pasuk says that over there the Yidden complained already to Moshe and they said, Tov lanu avedes Mitzrayim mimoseinu bamidbar. Why were we brought out here to the desert? It's better for us to serve the Egyptians than for us to die here in the desert. This is already a logical argument against Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, it's alluded to by the third part of the story in the Moshel of that Rashi brings, Chashashta Esreishcha, you had a headache because this is a logical crank in your head, that you said something against Moshe in a logical argument. Now we know that the journeys of the Yidden from Mitzrayim till Eretz Yisrael is a whole process of journeys. It's a process of Membeis Masois, 42 journeys that Yidden travel and wander in the Midbar, which is shows on the Zman HaGolos, and they ultimately come to the time, to the place of Yarden Yerecha, the Yarden, which is Eretz Yisrael, which Yerecha shows on the Gilui of Mashiach, because Mashiach is called Meirach Vadoim. Mashiach judges with his smell. And that's Meirach, is from the word Yerecha. Yerecha is the same word as Meirach, as Reach, which that shows on Mashiach. And these journeys that Yidden have to go through the Midbar shows and alludes to the journeys in general that a Yid goes through in his life. There's the journey of the Neshama, the descent of the Neshama from high up in heaven in a very high lofty place and comes down here into this world in a place of concealment of godliness. What's the purpose of the descent of the Neshama? What's the purpose of the descent of a Yid into Golus, into a place of concealment and difficulty and darkness? The purpose is obviously an ascent, an aliyah. Not just the aliyah, not just the benefit of the world around him, the Midbar, through which Yidden go and do their Aveda, but also the aliyah of the Yid himself, that he reaches through his descent. He reaches a great aliyah through his Yerida in the Midbar. However, even though he reaches a great aliyah through his Aveda, at the time of the journey, in the descent itself, he doesn't feel the aliyah. He feels the golus, the exile and the hester, the concealment. When he's on his journey down, he doesn't feel, he doesn't experience the ultimate reason why he is being sent down. He feels the pain and the concealment of being sent, of having to wander through the Midbar. Then, and only afterwards, and through his work in the Midbar, he reaches the aliyah, the true ascent, and the true high level, of which was the purpose of his descent in the first place. And even though reaching that high level, reaching the aliyah, is the real tachlis of why he went down in the first place, but when one goes down to Golus, it's in a tziur of a yerida. You're right now in a state of descent. It brings afterwards to a second thing, the aliyah. But going in the Masois, going through the Midbar, going through the place, a Midbar is a desolate land, asher lo yashav adam sham, which no man lives there, no man referring to godliness. Hashem is in there. It's a place of concealment of Hashem, the Midbar and Golus. It's a place of Hichyasuni. like the Medrash, like Rashi brought down, of angering Hashem, so to say. This is this is a state of descent. So long as one hasn't reached the end, one is in the state of descent. However, when one finally comes to the culmination of all the masois at the end, then we reach the ascent. It's revealed that the pnimius of the golas, the true meaning inside, all those journeys down, was in truth not anything else, not separate than the ascent. It was part of the process to lead to the aliyah. And this is actually why the Rashi brings a very, it's very interesting, seemingly awkward. Why in the Moshel does it say that the king was counting all the Masois on their way home? Shahayu Chayzri. They were going back. Where was that in the Nimshal? In the story, the Yidden only came close to Eretz Yisrael. They never went back on their footsteps. But this is what it's showing us. That when we get to the end of all the Yiridis, of the Membeis Masois, of the 42 journeys, then we realize that the Aliyah, we go back to all those Masois, all those journeys, and we see in them how in this state of descent, it was really a part and parcel of the plan, of the pattern to reach the ascent. And this is what it's what Rashi means when he says that Hashem says to Moshe, Mana lahem kol amakemes hechen hichisuni. Count out all the places where they annoyed me. In the Nimshal it would be, so the same thing, La'asid lovi. When we know it, we're going to say, Eitcha Hashem ki onaftabi. We're going to thank Hashem, so to say, for onaftabi, for anger, being angry with us, for giving us all the golas, all the, we'll see the true chesodim, the true kindness of Hashem, buried in the plan of Hashem's, of our journeys and descents that we went through in golas. And why is it? Why is it? How is it really possible to say that the journeys in the Midbar are really in pnimius, they are chesed and aliyah? This is why the Medrash tells us that in the Moshel, the king is going with the prince. The Ben HaMelech is not going alone. He's going with his father, the king. And why is his father going with him? L'rapeisei, to heal him, to cure him. And therefore, because the king is going with him, it's clear that the descent itself is in the pnimius of it. Its inner dimension, its inner intention is the purpose of ascent and the inyan of chesed. And in this situation of descent, we have this three ingredients of Yeshanu, Hukarnu, and Chashashta Reishcha that Rashi brings down, that describe the state of the son of the king that isn't totally ill. He hasn't yet sinned itself. We're not talking about having sinned. We're talking about the state of Yerida that the Neshama comes down to when it comes down into Golas, and when it comes down into this world, into the journeys of the Midbar, which is part of really the divine plan that Hashem has orchestrated, that the Neshama should come down for a good purpose, to reach an Aliyah. But yet, as we explained, the state of the journey is a state of descent and journey down. In order for a Yid Zaveda should be in a way that he should have Bechira, he should have free choice, you need to have, number one, that the Neshama should come down from its high place and should come down into a place where there is bad, into a world where there is bad and death, and he should have the free choice, the possibility to choose the opposite of good, the opposite of life, the opposite of light, Rahman al-Itzlan. That's necessary for a Yid to have free choice. That's alluded to in Kanya Shannu. Shina, sleep, is a 60th of death. That shows on the Tzimtzum how Hashem has sent down the Neshama into a place of Moves and Ra, where he has the ability to choose the opposite of life. However, straight away we say that in Bechira Chafshis, in free choice, there is the other side of the coin. There is the good, the life that Hashem has put before you, that He wants you to choose Him. Shitif bei midas harachamim. Hashem doesn't just have the side of severity to create bad, but the rachmanis to create good as an equal measure for the neshama to choose the right way and the good way and the light way, the way of life, the way of Hashem. That is alluded to in the word kan hukarnu. Hukarnu, it has been cooled off, chilled, the severity of Tzimtzum, of the darkness. Over here, we're cooling it off, and we're shitif by midas harachamim, we are cooling off the gvuris, and we are now making it possible for a Yid to choose chayim, life. That is kan hukarnu, we were called off the bad. The third thing is chashashta es reishcha. In order for a Jew to have free choice, it also has to be not just is there equal between good and bad, but not just his neshama has to have seichel, also his nefesh habahamis, his animal soul, has to have seichel, has to have the intellect and the instinct that it can look for good, or so to say, not good, but advantage in choosing the opposite of life, in choosing bad. Because if it was just natural instinct, if it was just midas, if it was just taivas, if it was just emotions and pleasures that drew it to bad, then because a human being has seichel, so he would never give in to have himself be drawn after his nefesh habamis that wants bad. His nefesh habamis also has to have reason, an advantage, as if to say, in his bad choice. And that is alluded to in the words chashashta es reishcha, you had a pain in your head. Now we can understand why Yashananu and Ukarnu is in a plural language. Yashananu, it's the king and his son. Because Yashananu, the descent that Hashem created bad, and Ukarnu, that Hashem called that off and made also good, is also mitzad Hashem, it's mitzad the king. Whereas chashashta es reishcha, the seichel of the nefesh habahamis to choose bad, that is only chashashta es reishcha, loshen yochid, your head, you had a headache. That shows that that's the trouble of the son of the king itself, of a yid, that is obviously not possible by Hashem. However, till now we have spoken all about the descent that divine planned, the descent that Hashem orchestrates, that the neshama should come down into the golus, into this world, go through the journeys of the midbar. But we're not speaking about when the yid himself does an aveira. We're not speaking about the yirida, the descent through chatoim, through sins. That isn't divine planned. So when can we say that the yirida, the descent into the midbar, is planned out by the king, and therefore its inner intention, its inner kavane, is the chesed and the aliyah to come to the elevation at the end? That is when, that is only in descents that are planned by Hashem himself. The descent such as the descent of the neshama here into the world, or the descent of a yid into golus. That has been planned by Hashem. And that, one can say that because the Melech, the king, is going with, so there obviously has a Kavona and a Tachlis, which is the Aliyah and the Chesed, that will ultimately be revealed. However, the descent that a Yid will cause by his own Avedis, that is something that, who said that brings to an Aliyah? Who said those descents are also Tzeirech Aliyah? Seemingly, if a person messed it up, maybe he could do tshuva afterwards, but that doesn't mean that his descent, at the time of his descent, is part of the plan, can be looked at that inside the time, the inside meaning of the time when he sinned, when he erred, when he went down, when he made the Yerida more than what Hashem planned out for him. He made another descent on his own account. In that there is no pnimius, there is no good. However, Chassidus explains, based on what the Mittel Rebbe explains at great length, on the part of this medrash that's brought down about Adam Rishon, that says in the pasuk, Neira Alila al Bnei Adam. Alila means a libel. Hashem brings about different situations on Adam. And the medrash says that Adam, because of Adam Rishon, was brought down death into the world. Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, and that brought death into the world. Hashem told Adam, if you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you're going to die. And the question is, the Torah exists before the creation of the world. It says, Torah kodma alpayim shana la'ilam. And in the Torah, it says, Zeisa Torah, Adam kiyamas ba'il. The laws about if a man dies. So was there death or not? Obviously, Hashem arranged that there should be, that there is death. But didn't that come only from Adam Rishon? So did Hashem make Adam sin? So there should be death in the world? So the Mittel Rebbe explains that yes and no. Hashem makes, there are certain times that there is a power of bad that is brought about specifically on the Yetzer Hara of a person, in order, because from Hashem there is a plan that the Yetzer Hara should catch this person and bring him to do a sin. However, it's very obvious that this does not contradict free choice of the person, because the push, so to say, that is brought about that a person should sin is a subconscious thing that isn't felt by the person. It's rather a spiritual power from above. And therefore, it doesn't force the person and take away to do bad and take away his free choice of doing good. However, there is a force, a push of when Hashem wants that the Yetzer Hara should overcome the person. Comes out that also these descents, the descent of a Yid that does an Aveira Chas V'Shalom, something that's against Hashem's will, that also is part of the plan. Of course, Hashem doesn't want that Aveira, and an Aveira is against Hashem's will. But in the state of the descent of a Yid which is done an Aveira, there is the pnimius that through that, through this stage, he can reach the stage of tshuva on his aveda, repentance on his sin. And tshuva has the power to turn over his sins to merits. Through tshuva me'ava, one is mahapich zdeines to zochies. Zdeines means sins that are done intentionally, and you change them over to Zochis. As Chassidus explains how this is, tshuva transforms. Tshuva is like the greatness of light over darkness. That from his state of sinning, from his descent, that the person has brought on himself, of Averis, that from that he can elevate himself, that the primius of that is his elevation, his aliyah, that he can reach through tshuva. And the difference between these two general kinds of descent, the descent that is divinely planned, and the descent that is a person, through a person's sins, the descent in category number one, the descent that journeys, which is felt that the king is going with him. And in category number two, the descent and the journeys, which is a result of the choice of a man to do bad. And over here, we don't see how the king is with him. This is in general the difference between the journeys which are before Kriyas Yamsuf, the three journeys that we mentioned earlier until Kriyas Yamsuf, and the journeys after Kriyas Yamsuf, the following journeys that till Eretz Yisrael. Chazal say that had the Yidden bin Zecha, as soon as they would have gone out of the Yamsuf, they would have gone straight into Eretz Yisrael. What does this show? That the Masois, the journeys after Kriyas Yamsuf, are in a situation that the Yidden were not Zecha. That's because of their Avedis. However, the Masois, the journeys till Kriyas Yamsuf, were in a situation of Zochu Yisrael, of that the Yidden were in a state of merit. What is the explanation in this? The explanation is as follows. When did the Midbar really start? Midbar desert starts after the Yamsuf. However, the place between Mitzrayim and the Yamsuf, which the Yidden started the first three journeys, that is, so to say, intermediary between settlement, Mitzrayim, inhabitation, and Midbar, desolate land. What does that mean in Ruchnius? Midbar, as we said before, desolate land, is a place where Lo Yoshev Odom Shom, Hashem does not reside there. It's a place of klippa, a place of forces that are rebellious and against Hashem's divine will. That is the state of Midbar. However, the state of the way which goes towards the Midbar, the three journeys from Mitzrayim till the Yamsuf, that is, it's not a Mokum Yishuv. It's not Yishuv. It's not a settlement for Hashem. But it's also not against Hashem. It's the situation, as we described before, the descent that was divinely planned. That was divinely, Hashem made the plan of the descent of the neshama down here to this world, of a yid into Golas, of a yid through the Midbar. It's a descent. True, it's a descent. It is the descent from the neshama from its very high place, from a yid in the time of, in good time, not in the time of Golas. It's a descent, yes, but it's divinely planned. And therefore, in these three masois, which show the three journeys till Kriyas Yamsuf, which are showing on the time when there's a descent, the way it's divinely planned, over here we say that the king is revealed and is going with the son of the king. Whereas in the rest of the journeys, which is the second category of descent, a descent caused by the choice, free choice of Yidden to do bad, over here, that, like we said, it's Leizachu, that over here, the king is only Behelem, is only concealed. He's not revealed. However, he's there. There is a Kavanah in it. Rashi says, when he speaks about the first category, when he speaks about the three journeys, he speaks that the Melech Eliche, the king, brought him. Whereas, where Rashi speaks about, after these three, after Yashanu, Karnu, and Chashashta, Eshreishcha, Rashi writes V'chulu. V'chulu means etc. What does that show on? One can say it alludes to and it shows on the rest of the situations of descent. The second category of descent. Not descent that is divinely planned, that Hashem sends the neshama down, but the descent that a Jew brings on himself, that he does Averis. And over there we say, yes, in a concealed way, but the king is with him. Because, as we explained before, what Chassidus explains, that the kavanah, there is a kavanah in the state of a yid, even in his descent, because of his own avedus, due to his own bad choice, nevertheless, the kavanah is, that the pnimius of it is, that he should do tshuva and transform all his avedus into good, yisr na'ir mitecha cheshech, and reach the ultimate aliyah. And therefore, he can reach this height, therefore the king is also going with him, but in a way, in a concealed way. And this should, we should be zeicha to the coming of Mashiach, which then will be the revelation of the emes pnimius of all the descents, of both categories of descent that we went through in Golas, and we should merit it b'karev mamish.